Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, we're going to pick up just where we left off yesterday. We've been looking at examples that we can learn from the life of a king of Judah, Asa by name. We've been looking at 2 Chronicles chapters 14 through 16. And the Lord brought prophetic words through prophets to that king. And Azariah had the Spirit of God come upon him, and he said, "The Lord is with you while ye be with him, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you." And beloved, those words are just as true and alive and real and powerful today as they were for that king of Judah so many years ago. Because what we see of so much happening in the church today, great apostasy. We've lost our first love. We're turning away and using the programs and the promotions of the secular world, if you will, to try to increase church growth or income or revenue, and we have fallen away from the Word of God. And if the Church of Jesus Christ does not proclaim the gospel of Jesus in power and anointing and authority, it's a useless collection of unbelievers and self-righteous, self-confident, self-willed aces. What this nation needs now and what the world needs now is not another secular institution competing with other institutions on the basis of size and finances and prestige and secular power or social action. The mission of the church has never changed, and there is no church, no real church, without the body of Christ. And it's the mission of, and the mission of what we have, that great commission, is the miracle of the new birth. That is what we have been entrusted to, mediating that miracle into the lives of men. The church is useless if it doesn't proclaim the gospel of Jesus. Churchgoers are useless individuals unless they are brought to life by the anointing of God and leadership that will preach the Word of God. We need men and women who will stand up and be counted for Jesus. How can the church proclaim the gospel of Jesus if, as in many more places than you think, it no longer believes in the deity of Jesus, it ridicules the redemptive power of His blood, and denies the personality and work and ministry of the Holy Spirit? Well, that may not be in your church, praise God, but beloved, believe me, there are places where that is taking place. One writer said, "We live in a generation that theologically and ecclesiastically tends to have three sneers for everything and no cheer for anything." My friends, the Church of Jesus that was born and birthed at Pentecost was meant to be a redemptive agency where men and women could find a new way of life. The body of Christ is not four walls. It's a divine organism that exists and derives its nourishment from and by the vine, Jesus Christ. Every person born again in Christ are under the dominion and authority of Jesus, who is the very head of His body. We are the first fruits of God. We have tasted of His power, of His victory, of His fellowship. And the responsibility of redeeming society lies not in money or in handouts or in guns or bombs or missiles or welfare programs, but it's in the hands of the church. When men and women are transformed by the power of Jesus, then society will reflect that change. Like Asa, there's a danger of having a disease in the feet. Hear what Isaiah 52:7 says. I want to read it. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, to God's people, thy God reigneth. If we're not willing to take the gospel of Jesus to our neighborhoods, our cities, our states, our nation, or the world, we basically are having, like Asa, a disease of the feet. Just as sure as we fail to do what the Lord commands us to do, we will begin to suffer if we do not turn around and obey his command. As Asa, we can die in our stiff-neckedness. It said that he had a disease in his feet, and he did not seek the Lord, but instead he sought the physicians. Does that mean God's against physicians? No, but he did not seek the Lord as he did when he was young in the Lord, if you will, in the early years of his kingship and reign. In the book of Revelation, the words are written, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." And beloved, I pray that you will hear my heart. That's why I've taken the time to share this message. So many may be like Asa. They start off well, but then they get satisfied with and lulled to sleep, really, in spiritual apathy and deadness by the victories and the prosperity that they experience. In fact, the old Israel was warned about that. Let when you become sleek and fat and you begin to prosper, lest you forget the Lord your God. It is he that enables you to prosper and get wealth. We must never forget that the blessings we walk in aren't due to us, that we haven't earned them, that somehow we are special people, but it's by the goodness of the Lord and by our faith and willingness to yield to him. We need people who will desire to confront and challenge others with this, with spiritual verities and truths and eternal realities. Beloved, it's our personal relationship in and with the Lord Jesus Christ that we are quickened by his holiness. It is as we obey him and as we turn to him for all of our needs that our minds are fed on his truth and our lives are purged by his beauty. Only as we are willing to tear down everything and anything that resembles a spiritual altar or image other than the Lord Jesus Christ can we have peace. We're to have no other gods before us. Isn't that one of the first things the Lord tells us in the Ten Commandments? And you might say, well, you know, nobody bows down to idols and statues today, but in this country, but we can have idols in our hearts. We can have even innocent things that are not wrong in themselves, but if they come between us and our worship of God and our service of him, the word tells us he's given us richly all things to enjoy. He's a good God. He wants us to be abundantly satisfied. Our souls shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and we shall rejoice when we can think upon him in the night watches. But it is to those who are obedient, who want to please God. Oh, beloved, God has a remnant today. I wish it weren't so, but there are many that are falling away I have heard things that have occurred in churches that are just, they're shocking. The lukewarmness, the apathy, the indulgence of, well, we need to change for the times. We need to be tolerant. We need to embrace people because after all, it's all about love. Oh yes, it is all about love. It's about the God of love, but he also is a God of justice and righteousness. He is a holy God, and he will not wink at sin. He is, when we are babes, he's gentle with us. He allows us to mature and grow. But if you're not chastised, then the word tells us you're as a bastard. You're not a true son, because God deals that way with us. Second Chronicles 15:7 declares, "Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." only as we are willing to tear down everything, anything that would separate us from a close, intimate relationship with the Lord, can we really have peace. When Judah made a covenant to seek the Lord with all of their heart and all of their soul and sought him with their whole desire, he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. Remember that? I shared that in the 14th chapter. And then in verse 16, I believe it was, it says, they made a covenant with God, and they took down all the altars and the high places. There is a rest unto the children of God, and it comes by faith. We are the Lord's first fruits. We who have tasted of so great a fountain of life, we must give to all men who thirst after righteousness to drink of this living water that we've partaken of. We are serving the living Lord Jesus Christ, who gives dying and lost men living waters to drink. Hear the word of the Lord found in Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that is athirst, and let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit of God would convict those that are far off, those that are backslid, those who have once tasted of your goodness but now have got caught up in the ways of the world, and they've been seduced by the enemy with the cares and the troubles of this life. And Lord, they've sought other things, other gods beside you. Forgive us, Lord, and bring us back to our first love. Stir a holy fire within us. Bring us out of apathy and lukewarmness, Lord, and let us be on fire for you. We ask this, Father, in the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus, and we praise you and bless you for it. All honor to Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I just sense as I bring this broadcast to a close, I always give an invitation to write, but some of you have loved ones that you're really concerned with. You've been crying out before the Lord. And beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. So I invite you to write, share their names, whatever the situations are in the lives of your loved ones, and I will pray with you. And we're going to see God move and give a breakthrough. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.